Hello, everybody, and welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name is Abby Murphy.
What up?
You have to say what your name is.
My name's Ryan.
And I'm wearing my engagement ring. Yeah. Ding!
As she does once a week.
No, I'm actually wearing it.
Yeah. Well, the other day, Abby, we were doing something. Hey, everybody. Good to see you guys. I love you all. The other day...
I think that's the first time you said you've loved them on the pod.
No, it's not.
We usually say we love you, Jesus loves you, but yeah, I think you said...
same thing.
Yeah, but usually I'm the one that says we love you on behalf of both of us.
I don't love you guys, actually.
No, he does. I was just pointing it out. It was a sweet moment.
Abby was like... Anyways, we got done with the gym, and it was a few hours later, and Abby feels her sock, and she's like, oh,
my engagement... No, it happened on the podcast.
Yeah, it happened on the podcast.
And I'm sorry I interrupted your
and
story.
And I was just sitting there thinking, like, she's going to lose that thing within the year.
Yeah, I'm not, but
I have a feeling that you kind of agree a little bit with me.
No, I'm not going to lose it. One thing I have noticed, though...
It scares me that you just swap them. Sometimes you throw it in the sock. That scares me.
Well, one thing I have noticed is that... So the diamond sits on these, like, prongs, and there's, like, some space in between the prong and the band.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of gives this, like, floating effect a little bit.
Yeah.
But stuff gets stuck. It's so beautiful, but stuff gets stuck in this middle floating part. And, like, I noticed it when I started making sourdough, and I was like, what is this gunk in the middle of my, which I shouldn't have been making sour. I realized I was wearing my ring, like, halfway through, and I was like, ew, I need to take this off. And I, like, cleaned it and whatever. But I noticed there was, like, sourdough gunk stuck in it. And then yesterday, or this morning, I noticed there was fake snow from the tree that we decorated in it. So it's just, I'm just learning. These are the things you learn when you're becoming a fiancé. When you're a Beyonce, this is what you learned. What are you doing in engagement season? And are you liking it? Are you not liking it? Does it feel different than when we date? Please share with the class.
It definitely feels different than when you were dating.
How so?
Well, I think the day-to-day doesn't feel different, but you just start realizing that certain decisions that you're going to be making, like this morning we were leaving the gym and I was thinking, like, What am I gonna do about my apartment? Cause it's up for renewal in December, and Abby was like, "Well, what are you gonna do?" And I was like, "Well, that's why I was asking you, because you're kind of included in on this now, because in like 6 months we're gonna be married."
That's so crazy. That's so exciting, though.
But that is like, it is exciting. But that's like one of the big things that I've kind of noticed in.
It's just a little loud.
Abby's being a mic supervisor.
No, you're just speaking louder than normal.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Anyways.
Probably because you dunked your head in a bucket of ice before this.
New hack.
So I've been trying to squeeze in naps because I'm having really late night rehearsals, and it's getting to me, people. It's getting to me. But Ryan, I woke up from my nap, my normal probably one-ish hour nap in the day.
Hey, guys, we'll get back to Abby's question that she just asked me after she interrupted.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. Do you want me to hold it?
No,
you want me
go
to
ahead.
Put
we,
it in a bubble?
We're already there. We're just going to keep bouncing back if we just keep on talking.
In my defense, it is about you.
Go ahead.
So I still am talking about you. So I woke up and Ryan was like, I have a surprise for you or something. He was like, something's over there, like making it seem so exciting. And I was like, what? Which it takes me a little while to wake up from a nap. So I was still like kind of lol. And he goes, we're gonna dunk our faces in ice water. And I was like, no, I'm not. And you looked a little bit sad.
I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, you did.
Usually I feel like you'd be kind of excited for that type of thing.
Well, it was right when I woke up. You know,
It wasn't right when you woke up. You'd been awake for a little bit.
It takes me a good 20 minutes to come back to reality after a nap.
You're a little dramatic with it.
I am extremely dramatic with it. That is one thing that I don't try to be dramatic with it, though. Like, I literally feel like I've woken up from the deceased dead. I do have a question, though. Now that I think about it, you did the thing. You did the thing where you make noises to try to wake me up. But you don't actually want to wake me up. And then you act like you didn't make the noise. And you know I'm right. Oh, you know I'm right.
I'm caught red-handed.
Oh my gosh, because you, oh my gosh, Ryan, you literally said, well, no rush to film a podcast, but I just saw you open your eyes acting like you fully didn't wake me up. Oh my gosh. So Ryan, now I, oh my goodness, I can't believe I remember this. Ryan shook his shaker bottle so aggressively. And I remember when I opened my eyes, seeing your hand all the way out, shaking it above my, close to my face. No, okay. Not above
that's
my face.
That's dramatic.
Not above my face, but it wasn't like by your side.
It wasn't, I was shaking my shaker bottle normal. It wasn't like I was extending it over to
you. But you were trying to wake me up.
Yeah, and there was a little bit of noise going on.
Well, that's what I need. I was expecting you to, or I was hoping you'd wake me up after you finished work so we could film.
Yeah.
So you could have just woken me
that's
up.
That's hilarious. Well, how I was trying to let you get as much sleep as you could.
Oh, well, that's really sweet.
I was trying to, you know, gently. We both have things going on tonight, so.
Mm-hmm. So back to the question.
That's engagement. Really funny.
I can't believe I just remembered it. And then I woke up and you were like, you want to film a podcast soon? And I was like, yeah. And then like 2 seconds later, I was like, just give me a minute. And you were like, oh, no rush at all. I just saw you open your eyes.
Yeah, I did say that.
Fully Mr. Poopyhead. Okay.
Mr. Poopyhead.
Go ahead and finish the engagement question.
Well, I was just going to say, I think we've talked about this before, but there's just certain things. I feel like the day-to-day seems pretty normal. Like there's nothing really that changes, especially for us. The biggest thing is wedding planning, one. And then the other part is just there's a lot of decisions, like big decisions that you think like, oh, I need to start consulting with my fiance about this because she's going to be.
Can we share something that's like official today? So it's not like we're going back on it that I did today that is for like it's an engagement decision that we made to celebrate our wedding.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, but sure.
We're going... Our honeymoon.
Oh, yeah.
Can I share that since it's official?
Yeah, you, of course.
We're going to Hawaii. I don't want to give any specifics, but...
We're moving to Hawaii.
We're going to Hawaii for a month for our honeymoon. So we're really, really doing a super, super small wedding. I mean, not super small. Like, we're very... very lucky in being able to...
Oh, you believe in luck?
We're very blessed to be able
by
to
who?
Jesus.
Oh, okay. Just
and wondering. My hardworking parents.
I was just wondering.
Because my parents are awesome and helping me with everything. But we amen. What?
I said amen.
Amen. But we yeah, so we were like, let's do the wedding super small and save as much money as we can. And that's really what we're doing. We are saving a fat buck on this wedding. And it still will be beautiful, but it's just what we want. It's small, just family. Moving on, we're kind of going crazy on our honeymoon because we both have remote jobs, and so we were like, why not? Like, your lease ends around June because we're having a May wedding, and it'll be in June, and so we were like, let's go to Hawaii for a month. So we're staying in Hawaii for a month, one-way ticket.
I'm so excited. We are actually getting a one-way ticket.
I'm hoping
to Hawaii.
So I've been to Hawaii before. I stayed there for 2 months on the island of Oahu on like the Waikiki Strip in this resort for like a school study program. But we didn't really have too many excursions. So we kind of just had to like come up with fun for ourselves. And I had a really cool situation where I didn't have to take the classes that everybody else had to take. So I just took some really easy, like check off the box classes that took me maybe like 30 minutes a day to do. And so I had all this free time in Hawaii getting these school credits that I didn't even have to do. So while my friends were in school, I would go, I had no car. I would just go walk the streets. I probably walked 12 miles minimum a day. Like I was walking everywhere. And I got to know the island so well. We would go on the bus.
Well, I'll say one thing Abby does is she does this like a lot about a lot of places. And she said this before, but she basically tries to pretend she's like from there when she's talking about places.
I will say it's different when you do a study abroad program. When you do a study abroad program, you see all those jokes about people who come back from a study abroad program and they're like, oh my gosh, you guys wouldn't understand. Like whenever I studied in blah, blah, blah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying. It's a stereotype.
Yeah, and I'm fully leaning into it. And I didn't even study abroad. Mine was a USA program.
But you also, we were talking about that one, we were somewhere, I forgot we were traveling at, and you were like, I don't like to look
Texas.
Like No, I don't think it was Texas. It was somewhere else where you were like, oh, it was in Costa Rica. You're like, I don't want to look like a tourist. I want to act like I've lived here.
I'm been like, that way.
You are literally here for a week.
I've been that way my whole life. When I was going on, when I would go on family trips in New York City with my parents, I remember it specifically in New York City, I would walk a couple feet in front of them so that in my brain, I was like, people think I'm by myself. People don't think I'm with my parents. They think I'm a kid walking home from school at 10 o'clock in the morning. Like, I've just always been like that. I don't know what it is, but I will say spending 2 months in a place.
Oh yeah, you're right.
It kind of gives me a little bit of street cred.
It's but how long has it been?
It was my freshman year, but it was the end of my freshman year going into my sophomore year.
I'm so excited though.
I'm so excited. I say all that to say I'm familiar with the island, and Ryan and I, and we have some family on the Big Island. So, you know, Ryan and I'm just excited to go somewhere that's familiar, but still is unfamiliar, to where it's like we can go out and do things on our own and plan our own things, but it will also feel really, really special.
Yeah, I've never been to Hawaii, so I'm really, really pumped.
My hope is that he falls in love with it and we stay for a little while, because I would go tomorrow. I truly mean that. I would go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Abby is trying, this is a little plot, and it's you're executing it well right now.
The thing about Ryan is that he can be really certain in his decisions, and then give him a little bit of time and plant these little seeds of influence and ideas into his brain, and he'll think about it and he'll slowly start to change.
Well, I'll think about it, and if it can logically happen, I might be swayed into another.
Yeah, because when we first started talking about
swayed,
we want to live at the beach long term. It's like settle down when we start a family and all that, which is crazy now because we're actually talking about those things, because you're actually considering it in engagement, which you're also actually considering it in dating, but there's more realness and like weight to actually talking about it in engagement. So I can't even imagine what future talks will be like when we're actually married. But it's just funny because we both know we want to long-term live at a beach somewhere. And Ryan was like, well, we need to stay here like minimum 3 years. Like, that was our first conversation. You're like, stay here minimum. Like, we get married, stay here at least 3 years. And I was on the boat of like, I want to graduate school, get married, and go to the beach and just start fresh at the beach. And so we were on opposite playing fields, but obviously like we were aligned more with Ryan's side of things. We were like, we have good community, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We have jobs, all that. Well, from that conversation, which was probably, I don't know, 6 months ago-ish, give or take, to now, Ryan is fully, I don't know, max a year.
Not max. I've never said that.
Max 2 years?
Maybe. Yeah, I haven't really given a timeline. I just have shortened my max. I've shortened it.
Yeah. Which?
No, I've shortened my minimum.
I'm so ready to go.
Whatever.
I would go
now. You
guys
know what I mean?
I told him I would go.
Yeah.
I would say, bye-bye, your license. Bye-bye, everybody.
We're not doing that, though.
I know. We're not living together before we get married. Even though people think we do. We do not.
Yeah, but she'd be taking naps on my couch like she does, though.
Yeah, and I do keep, some clothes. So there's, a little closet here, and I keep, clothes here. So if I go on runs or something, or we go to the gym or whatever.
Oh, another thing that I've learned in engagement. Can I out you real quick?
Sure.
The bathroom.
I knew you were going to say that. I've had the worst poops today.
No, it's not. You know, it's not just today.
Well, I'm just saying the reason you're thinking about it today is because today isn't the norm. You have to give me that at least.
I don't like when it smells in the bathroom, and Abby stinks up the bathroom.
I can't control the way my poop comes out of my body.
I'm just saying.
And I fully understand that. However, there are no resources to mask that smell at this time.
Well, we need to get some.
Okay. Lovingly, you should add it to your grocery list.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
It is a problem. I would agree. I think it's disgusting. I think it smells horrible.
I was walking to my office this morning to work, and I just got a wind of nothing but just poop.
Well, the thing is,
smell.
I spray my perfume with it.
See, yeah, but I don't think that,
because I also keep some stuff for like if I shower or whatever,
like perfume, like just spraying stuff over a poop smell which I know you guys don't want to hear this right now.
I don't know. I think it's
spraying
interesting.
Spraying poo or spraying perfume over just like a bat, like a stinky bathroom, sometimes almost makes it worse.
Okay, I would agree. However, that's all I have.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
And how selfless for me to use my hard-earned perfume.
Yeah, you've probably had it for like 3 years.
Okay. Actually, I found it in my sister's bathroom.
Yeah, so. That's what I figured.
Anyways.
What about you for the... What was the question you asked?
I think my brain more so right now is just getting things planned and not as much like mentally preparing for the future and like the relationship of us. Because I know that will happen, especially in marriage counseling, which will start 2025. My brain right now is just like, get everything booked.
Do you say everything. 2025 like it's not like a month and a half.
That's what I'm saying. I need to tie up everything else first before I can figure out like mentally, emotionally, physically us as a couple.
Yeah, we got to like, get that prenup ready.
We need a videographer. Yeah. We still need to finalize food. We prenup. Still need a florist. We need, I'm not even acknowledging that you're saying that. We need to get games. Like we're going to do games. We just need to get more things, which I'm not really stressing out about. I don't know.
It's going
to
happen.
But that's just me. Like it's going to happen. And if it doesn't, it's not supposed to. I don't know. But we're also just a little, have a different view on our wedding anyways. So anyways, but I have a dress. I ordered it online and I tried it on and walked out in the kitchen and started tearing up a little bit. I did tear up and I really love it. It's simple. I'm not going to describe it or anything, but I've been showing everybody. I'm not keeping it a secret with my friends or anything. I'm obviously keeping it a secret from Ryan and my dad, but no one has seen me in it except my mom.
Did your mom cry?
She teared up too, but she immediately was like, oh my gosh. And then she was like, okay, so we need to fix this, 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 and this. She's very like, okay, we need to get this done for wedding day, like now. I think also because she knows I'm not like that, mm-hmm. and I'm more like, it'll happen. So she's like, okay, someone has to make something happen.
Yeah.
And then I have a wedding website, so that's good. I kind of stressed out about that for a little while. And then Ryan was like, it's not that deep. And I was like, oh, true. We started our registry. We're really excited about getting things for a coffee bar. We really want a nice coffee bar, right?
No, not even a coffee bar. I want a coffee shop area.
Like yeah.
Just a full-on area.
Like, not, like, even a little corner. Like, we want to go all out.
Yeah.
So, we've been putting, like, we put a really nice espresso machine on there. We can link everything. Should we link stuff that we're asking for the peeps?
No, we should.
Oh, okay. Never mind. That was just a joke.
Guys. I'm just kidding. We can. I was just being silly.
That
was sarcasm.
If you've listened before, you know, we already have a photographer. We have... obviously our honeymoon plans, we have our venue,
we have part of our honeymoon plans.
Yeah,
we still have to book,
we still have to move so all of our stuff here or there once we end up moving to Hawaii.
Well, so. Our honeymoon plan is technically we're staying somewhere for a week or more of a resort area.
Yeah.
And then we're moving over to a house. Mm-hmm. for a month. So technically we'll be there a month and a week.
Yeah. It's just like an extended honeymoon, but the actual honeymoon part, that's more like luxury and treating yourself and not really in the mindset of day-to-day life is like 4 days, 3 to 4 days, depending on how long we can stretch it out.
Four days, five nights, whatever. Something like that. I think it's 5 nights, 4 days.
Rhino is dwindling. But yeah, I'm super excited. I think maybe I'm a little more excited about the honeymoon than I am the actual wedding.
I'm excited. I'm ready for it to be here. Like today.
Yeah, me too. I've said this since day one, and this is just me, but I've never really been the girl who's like dreamt of what her wedding is going to be like.
Yeah, Abby's not even excited to marry me.
I am so excited for marriage. It's just, and I'm also excited for the wedding, but my mindset is marriage. Like I want to prepare for the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like having a whole month of just us, now I could be wrong, and marriage counselors out there could be like, oh my gosh, this is about to crash and burn.
It's not gonna crash and burn.
But I'm just so excited for us to start like just us two. We have solitude and we don't have to worry about, you know, we have a month of kind of not being in reality, which
I feel like that could be a good and a bad thing.
I was just about to say, I think it will be a good and a bad thing. I think it'll be a harder transition when we come back into stuff and we have to oh, where does all this stuff go that we got from the wedding? And oh, now we're actually like not by the water all the time. And it's, you know, it's starting to get cold and things are hard. And, you know, here's life. And now we have our people again and all these things. And oh, now we're going to go through a move and we're going to move somewhere. There's a lot of that stuff. But I also just think it's a month. Like, it's, let's just have fun. Let's just, yeah. Life is not that serious.
I agree. I was going to say, I think you're, people are overthinking it if that's their mindset.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I understand people's concerns potentially, but at the end of the day, it's like, we're going on a honeymoon. I mean, we're going to be working in Hawaii too. Like, it's not like we're just going on a vacation for a month.
I think that what's going to happen though is we're going to work in Hawaii and we're going to realize we can do that. I my prayer and my hope is that we enjoy working in Hawaii. And then if we do enjoy it, it'll be like, why not just buy? Majority of me doesn't think that, but there's just a little hope that's like, but what?
Abby's been hard pushing it. Also just mentioned something about a dog today.
Oh, I actually listened to a podcast today and she was talking about the things that come with a dog and now I don't want a dog anymore.
Okay, good.
Dogs get sick.
They do get sick.
And emotionally that's hard and bank account wise, that's hard.
It's super hard on the bank.
I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, something I realized today. So we've been really last minute filming these episodes. Like, this goes up tomorrow, as in it is Monday.
Yeah.
And y'all are going to listen to this less than 24 hours before this goes up, which
way less.
Like, kind of like it. It's 4:30 on Monday and this will be up
in 8 hours. This thing will literally be released in 8 hours.
Well, probably not the video because I go to rehearsal after this. I don't know if I can edit a video while I'm at rehearsal, but at least the audio will be up.
I feel like the video won't be much to edit, though, will it?
Well, hopefully not.
We got you.
We just straight chilling up here. But what I was going to say is that I've noticed Mondays are like my most stressful, busy days just because it's like my deadline for school. And usually I don't do my online school until I have to get it done just because I'm like, oh, I have time to do something else instead.
Don't recommend that to the audience listening.
Don't recommend it either.
Procrastination is not good.
Well, I'm not procrastinating everything, just that. So you are correct.
Okay.
I just contradicted you.
Yeah.
I'm working on that.
That's been happening a lot.
Yeah. Ryan will say something and then I'll be like, well, no, I didn't mean it like that. And he's like, yeah, you did. So stop.
He literally just said that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I ate my words there. I am, now that you brought it to my attention though, I am more aware of it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Because, yeah. Anyways. But what was I talking about?
We were talking about engagement.
Oh
stuff.
Yeah. What I noticed about
I think
Mondays.
We haven't given up Mondays, but we haven't given it like a real big engagement update. So I think that was probably good for people to hear.
Yeah. And I think once this show's over too, in 2 weeks, my show will be over.
Oh, I can't. No offense to Greece. If you're listening, sorry, yeah. Greece Lightning, but I'm so sick of Abby's rehearsals.
I haven't really talked about it that much. But I did this show. I auditioned for the show here. I'll get back to my, well, let me finish my Monday talk. So Mondays, there's a lot of deadlines. We film a crumble review. We usually film the podcast, edit the podcast, and I have school done. So I just get really, really stressed. So I think that's why I've been so emotional every podcast, because Mondays are just a really emotional day for me.
Yeah.
Then every other day else is chill. So I told Ryan, I was like, I'm actually not emotional today.
Yeah.
You guys get
good mood, Abby.
Because I already finished school. Which is just, it just stresses me out.
Got you a nap.
Stresses me out. I got me a nap.
Took some caffeine gummies.
I am marathon training and I already finished all that today. So it's just a swell day.
Not announcing the marathon yet.
Oh, should I?
Can we? Is it official?
Should this be the first announcement of the marathon?
Yeah, I think it should be. I mean, is this official?
Well, I haven't done any scheduling, but it's verbally official.
Yeah, go ahead.
Should I wait? Let me wait one more week.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll wait one more week.
We're going to say it and then you're going to like it.
And then something's going to happen. Yeah. Well, let me confirm with the girl.
Yeah.
And then we'll share next week. Come back next week to figure out comment below what marathon you think it is. It is a marathon. It's a road marathon.
And it's not Boston, obviously. It's not, yeah. Abby's already running that.
It's soon. Soon-ish. It'll be when it's cold. Cold, cold, cold. Probably the coldest month of the year.
Yeah, which is kind of brutal.
Yeah, and I've heard the course is hilly.
Yeah.
extremely hilly.
Whenever we were talking to Hope, she was like, yeah, you don't want to PR. You're not going to PR there, but it's fun.
Yeah. So, and I mean, that's the goal. I don't want to PR. I want to PR at Boston. I don't care about PNRing. Okay. PNRing. Anyways.
Picking rolling.
So, backtracking to Greece, now that I've got my Monday thoughts out of the way. Mondays are...
Monday, Tuesday. You know that? You know
Wednesday that and Thursday. All right, go We're going to get copyright. So I auditioned for this show back in like May, I think, when I was still enrolled at Belmont and still thinking I was going to go to school at Belmont. I'm a senior. If you're a new listener, I'm a senior. I'm finishing school online. I was a BFA musical theater major at Belmont University. I was going into my senior year and I switched to online literally beginning of August, like 3 weeks before classes started. It's a whole come to Jesus moment of realizing that I don't want to pursue theater in my life. But I auditioned for this show here because it was going to count for school credit through Belmont. Yeah. And since I was commuting, I was like, I need to do a show here rather than a show at school. So anyways, so then I like committed to this show and then I dropped out of school at Belmont, but then I was still in this show and rehearsals start. It's a 6 week process and they started in October. So I didn't think much about it and I was already committed. So I was like, it's going to be fine. And then we get to it and we get our rehearsal schedule and I'm like, oh, this is a lot.
Yeah.
And it did stress me out a lot. And it honestly kind of like triggered a little something in me that I was really, really nervous about doing it because I haven't performed in over a year.
Mm-hmm.
This time last year, I remember walking off the stage in the performance that I was in at school and being like, that's my last one. Yeah. So it was a little scary. There was a little bit of emotions there, but this has honestly been incredible. I'm just tired because the rehearsal process is a lot on top of like work and being a human,
mm-hmm.
but it's so fun. The people are so kind. I love my character. I'm playing Patty Simcox, if anybody knows who that is or if you're familiar with Grease. And, you know, some people hear Grease and they're like, oh, that's a pretty like, oh, bad show. There's, you know, Grease is kind of known for being a little, I guess, scandalous in a way. But the way we're doing it, it's not really like that. It's just more like the cutesy side of Grease. And I don't know. It's just a really sweet, wholesome production. And the people are great. I have a couple of my friends from church that are also in it. And it is also very confirming that I do not want to do this for my career. And it's just a fun thing. So it's been really good just to like heal the part of me that felt like there was unfinished business in the theater. But it's also been really good because it confirms, okay, Abby, you really do need to step away. So this will probably be my last show for who knows how long unless I really miss it. But it's been such a wonderful experience. I'm just really, really, really tired and have no life now because it's always taken up by rehearsal.
That's why I don't like it.
Yeah.
You're always tired, one. And whenever I want to hang out, you just can't.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
But then it'll be so worth it on show day.
Yeah. The show's going to be awesome. I'm excited for the show. But for, like, you know, the average person doesn't train and run 60 miles each week, plus have 4 hours of rehearsal every night, plus like doing, you know, other jobs. So that is the part of it. It's just, that's why you're always so exhausted. Mm-hmm. Like the rehearsal part's already a lot, but you also are doing a lot as well. So
the thing is,
Abby's just a zombie right now.
I am. I will say though, there are other people in that cast that are having it way worse. There's someone in the cast and they work at FedEx and Brewster's and they told me like I was like, what'd you do today? And they were like, I got up at 3:30 to be at work at 3:45 and then I worked till 8 and then I tried to sleep till 11 but I couldn't. So then I went to work from 11 to 5 but then I had to work overtime because someone was late and we have rehearsal at 6 from 6 to 10. And I was like, oh my goodness. I think I have it hard. And
these
then
people are crazy.
I know. It's the theater is not built for the week. I'll just say that.
And I am the week.
And it's also made for like the nightlife. And I just do not operate like that. I love an early morning and an early bedtime. I love being in by like 5 o'clock and on for the rest of the night. And yeah, the theater just does not operate like that. But I'm not willing to sacrifice my morning runs, so it's the midday naps.
The midday naps.
I just love a morning run. I saw the beautiful sunrise this morning, and it was incredible.
Yeah, so. Me too. When I did 10 easy miles this morning, and sunrise was so pretty.
He's joking. However, Ryan is still running.
Yeah, I am running a little bit.
Mm-hmm. NBA, you want to talk about it?
Nikola Jokic is the best player in the world.
That is a name I've never heard.
And where do you think he's from?
What's his name?
Nikola Jokic.
I'm not even going to try to guess that. I have no idea. Jokic?
Jokic.
Itch?
J-O-K-I-C. Itch.
I don't know. Itch. Jokic. I don't know. Is it pronounced like Jokic?
Jokic.
Because then I'd be, what's the ich? Is that Russian? People say like the ich.
Russian, yeah.
Is it Russian, actually?
No, he's not from Russia.
Oh, I don't know where.
But guess who he plays for?
Do you know where he's from?
Yeah, he's from, I know where he's from. it blanked my mind. He's not from, see, this is why I didn't want you to ask me. Because
then why'd you ask me?
Because I know where he's from and I can't think of it. And now it's just going to slow the podcast down.
Okay, well, while you keep going, I'll look up where he's from.
Well, Jokic is the best player in the world, and he's been, like, absolutely crazy. And he's deserving of a fourth MVP if he keeps playing like this. Which
is a suburban professional basketball player. Oh, is this the guy that the movie was made out of? The Adam Sandler movie?
Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah, there was some...
No.
Oh, he kind of looks... Well, they all look really tall. I was going to say, he looks tall like the guy in the movie.
He's from Serbia.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Serbia. I finally thought about it until right when you were looking it up. I knew well, I was going to remember.
I read that he was a Serbian basketball player.
Oh, did you?
I just read that.
Oh. I think you said suburban.
No.
I'm like 99% sure you said suburban.
I don't think I did. We can roll it back.
Yeah, we'll roll it back. I think she said suburban.
I don't think I did.
No, not many NBA updates. I mean, there's a lot of injuries around the league right now, which is kind of disappointing. Chet Holmgren got hurt last night.
Man.
KD strained his calf. AD went out last night. I don't think it was anything serious, but a lot of injuries, but yeah, it's been fun watching some NBA. I do have a lot of NBA I get to watch because Abby's at rehearsal every night.
Yeah, and you get to hang out with a lot of your friends, which is cool.
Yeah, but I've been having some mad neck pain.
Mm.
It's been so bad.
I'm sorry. It makes me sad too, because you can tell it affects everything, not just physically.
Yeah.
Like it affects your work. It affects your focus. It affects.
It's so bad.
Literally everything. So
it's so bad.
We're trying to get it fixed.
Yeah. Open enrollment started today for work. So,
but to transition into a higher note, which is what this title of the podcast will be.
What is it going to be?
Questions girls are too afraid to ask guys. So Ryan will be put in the hot seat.
Oh, man.
And
of course you did guys first.
We're going to have you answer some of these questions on
behalf
of...
Girls are too afraid to ask guys?
Yeah, like questions...
So they're just asking me, basically?
Yeah, like questions girls have always wanted to ask guys or... Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a lot of like dating.
Okay.
Of, like, do they like it when you make a first move or do you like it? Blah, blah, blah. I haven't looked at any of these questions, but...
Let's
see. Most looked for traits in a partner.
Is this asking me or is this asking like who is this asking?
I would say answer these questions
as myself dating.
As yourself dating, but like on behalf of guys as well. And obviously it's going to be tailored towards you. So to the listener, take this with a grain of salt because this is tailored to Ryan and not all guys are built the same.
I'll try and speak to the majority. Especially as a Christian boy, or a Christian guy. Can you say the question again?
Most look for traits in a person.
Yeah.
In a partner.
I think the biggest traits are to look for in a girl are, you know, what her character is. And, you know, that could, you know, be whether or not, you know, she's kind, she's, caring, she's thoughtful, all the things, like all the cliche things. But the way you kind of look for that is, you know, who she surrounds herself with and what other people say about her. I think it's really important to, like, check your sources. And then also you can kind of observe how somebody is. But you can kind of get an idea of traits in a person based off of who they're hanging with, where they're at, and you know, what their actions are, not just what they say. But yeah, I mean, ultimately you're trying to find the godliest girl you know, or a godly girl that loves Jesus and is on fire for the Lord. So I think traits to look for is like, you know, somebody that is actively pursuing a relationship with Jesus, somebody that is actively, you know, pursuing community that is tailored around, you know, maybe the church or around other believers.
As a female listening to that, like speaking to the females, what if they're like, how do I show that I have a relationship with the Lord? How do I show that I can post on social media that I have Bible time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like as a guy, how do you know a girl has a relationship with the Lord?
I mean, I know a girl has a relationship with the Lord by the way they act.
Hmm.
And like, if I know you have a relationship with Jesus, I'm probably going to see you at church. Like, yeah. Let's just be honest. Like, I'm not saying like that seems very cliche, but it's true.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you love fitness, you'll see each other at the gym.
Yeah.
If you love sports, you'll see each other at the games.
Yeah.
If you fill in the blank, you'll see each other there. So you gotta walk the walk in order to talk the talk.
Yeah. And let me just put you on game, fellas. Like, you're going to find godly girls where you hang out at. So like, and you're going to find non-godly girl. I was speaking into the mic. I was just looking this way.
Oh, from my angle.
You've been coaching me all episode on this mic.
That's the second time I've said something.
But anyways.
Ryan's given a wonderful, beautiful man look of awesomeness.
Sorry. Anyways.
No, there's no need for me to be sassy.
I think you're going to find whoever you're looking for, wherever you're at.
Ooh, say that again.
You're gonna find whoever you're looking for, wherever you're at.
That's good.
So, if you're in, obviously there's exceptions. So I don't want people to just be like, oh, like you're automatically godly if you go to church. But you're probably gonna find a more godly girl at the church than you are at a bar.
Can I add something?
What?
That's sticking in my brain. You said, like judge a girl or like, you know, a girl based off of what other people say about her. There are some cases where that's not true though.
Yeah.
Cause people can gossip and create things.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just, I do think there's truth to that statement, but I also think there are circumstances where that may not be true depending on the relationship of the people that you're asking.
I guess I would just more so, I wouldn't say just like go up to just random people that know her and ask about her. I would go to trusted people. So like if you're going on a date with somebody, like be like, hey, what is she like? Like, what do you know about her? To trusted people that you truly trust.
And people that you want to be like.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good answer. What's the first thing you notice in a girl?
Probably smile. Another thing that I noticed as soon as I met Abby was just her spirit. Like Abby has which you guys probably see this through the podcast and see it through social media, but she has a spirit that is not fake. It's a very joyful and bubbly spirit. And that is by far one of the first things that I notice in a girl for sure.
That's really sweet.
I'm trying to think of like what guys notice. I mean, I would just
physically. What do you notice first?
Smile.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a teeth person.
I notice hair first. I do think it's different. Most girls I feel like that I've talked to have said either eyes or smile, like eyes or teeth. For me, it's hair. I don't know what it is.
Dang, I'm glad I'm not bald. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you were wearing a hat, so I don't even know.
My hair was long though.
Yeah, it like poked out the bottom. I remember it poked out the bottom and it curled. It's so cute. I don't know why it's hair, but it is. How do guys feel about the girl making the first move?
See, I think people have differentiating opinions on this.
What was that word?
Differentiating.
Different.
That's two words that I just combined.
So funny.
But I am more than okay with it. Like, I would be flattered if I was single, if a girl came up to me and, you know, was like, hey, like, I wouldn't care if you asked me, like, or not, I wouldn't care, but, you know, I would say yes if you asked me out on a date. Like, I think that's awesome. Like,
what if I beat you to the punch every time? Like, is there ever a case scenario where you wouldn't want me to be the person initiating it?
Yeah. Well, I think at some point a guy has to lead in the sense of he's got to bring you two together and he's got to be the one that shows initiative, because if not, he never will.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. And do you think that...
Is this water?
Yeah. Do you think that if, like, there are certain... Like, if I were to ask you on a date first, and then I told you that I liked you first, and then I made the first move and kissed you first, and did all the... Like, do you think there would ever be a time where you'd be like, okay, hey, I want to start leading this? Or do you think it would just be like, oh, no, that's how we operate. That's how it works.
I mean, I think... I don't see, like, too much wrong with that, but... I think the girl has to be, what's the word? Has to decide, like, decipher.
Mm-hmm.
She has to decipher when it's time to, like, relax and, like, let the guy, you know, be the one that pursues that. And, then it's also, like, it's not that deep. So, well, I think there's, like, a balance beam of, hey, you should, you know, maybe let the guy try and take this.
Why is it important for the guy to pursue the girl? Like, why can't I just be boss lady and pursue you? Which I still feel like I am. I feel like you pursue me and I pursue you as well. But I definitely think you're like the leader, leadership dynamic. We both have leadership dynamics, but like...
Yeah. Also, last week we didn't explain ourselves well on the whole...
Yeah.
What did we talk about?
I have no idea what you're...
We talked about marriage, and we talked about, what's the word? Submission. Abby does not submit to me right now. I just want to let people know that.
Yeah, we're engaged. We're not one.
Yeah, but we didn't explain that well.
Okay, backtrack.
Okay.
So, answer.
Well, I mean, what, do you just want a guy that, you know, kind of stands to the side and doesn't pursue and just kind of lets you take everything control?
But I guess my thing is, like, if you're saying these actions of pursuing are, you know, asking you on a date, making the first move, making it known to you, whatever, like, you're the one that's done all that. And I still feel like I am, like, I feel like our dynamic is good. So, like, why can't the roles be reversed?
Well, I think pursuing someone and, you know, making the first move as a kiss, I don't think that really coincides. I don't think that's the same thing.
Okay, so what is pursuing?
Well, I think pursuing is being super clear of your intentions of somebody. So if you and I were dating at the time, or were like wanting to, and I was wanting to date you, I would be super clear in, you know, how I wanted to go about it. You wouldn't be confused on what was happening. So I wouldn't just leave you on red.
So why do you think girls don't have that?
But I want to keep talking about that first. I wouldn't just like, cause I didn't want to just stop it. I'll just leave you on red. I think it's really important for guys to, communicate whenever it's really not easy for them. I feel like, especially for me, it was like, sometimes it's time for you to put your big boy pants on and, you know, tell them how you feel. And it's time for you to do that, not the girl. The girl can push you and drop all these hints, but sometimes it's time for the guy to, you know, say, hey, I want to date you and this is how I'm going to do that. And you do that through action. So you can hold the car door for her. You can, you know, text her and say, hey, I really enjoyed hanging out tonight. Or tell her in person, I really enjoyed hanging out tonight. I would like to hang out with you again, and give her a time. Like, hey, can we go hang out Saturday at 7 again?
So why do you think stereotypically majority of girls don't act like that? Or don't want to act like that, I guess I should say.
Don't want to act like what?
Like, me as a female, I would prefer for the door to be held open for me. I don't want to hold the door open for the guy. Like, I want the guy to pay for the first meal. Those are just things to where I feel special. I feel whatever. But like, why do you think, like, stereotypically that is how it is when it's like the male making it known versus the female making it known?
I think it's just how God kind of made us.
That's what I was.
I mean, Abby is
getting at a little bit there.
Yeah, you were kind of hammering me there for a second, well, not just talking with me.
Well, I wanted to pick your brain on it. Okay, you challenged me. I was just trying to challenge you a little bit.
Yeah,
but I feel like the way that we're wired is like men are a little bit more like logically wired and females are more like emotionally wired. And so when you think about roles that males and females play in marriage, I feel like the leadership position being that more stable, like logically minded kind of person is,
this is very stereotypical.
I don't know. I'm trying to like in the Bible, it says women should submit to men as what, like people submit to the church
and as then, Christ led the, submit to the men.
Or it's like Christ loves the church as man loves the woman. Well,
why don't you look it up so we get the Bible verse right?
Okay. Well, I don't know what even to look up.
Well, just look up what you just said.
Bible verse about man and female in wedding? No, in marriage.
It talks about how we should...
Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as... It is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. For this reason, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. So husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church. Wives, submit to your own husbands. So the Bible literally says husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church. Christ is like the head of the church, so husband is the head of the marriage? Question mark?
Yeah.
And wives, submit to your husbands. But what I'm...
I think we're kind of going a little too far, though, because people are probably talking about dating.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Don't you think? Like, we've jumped from pursuing all the way to submitting.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and I get the whole purpose of dating is to marry, but I feel like it's very... I feel like we're jumping way too far.
Okay. Cutting it off now. Next question. I think that is kind of a good example, though, of like females really overthink.
Yeah. Like, well, you literally, were talking about pursuing and dating, and you just went to submission and marriage.
Well, that's where my brain goes. When I dated you, the first thing I was like, our first date, I was like, I don't know if I want to marry him or not. You know? And so then I was like, well, I guess I should just break up with him. And your brain was what?
I mean, my brain was just like, man, I really like her. Would love to go like hang out with her again. I wasn't really thinking like that. I was just like, I want to hang out with her again.
Am I bothering you?
No.
Oh, okay. I felt like I was.
No, you just, every time I go to drink of water, Abby like asks me a question and like is waiting on me to answer.
Well, in my defense, this is a two-person podcast. So, okay.
The sunset's beautiful right now.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay. We kind of already talked about this one. Is less or more makeup better?
I'm a less guy. I'm very biased because I think Abby like doesn't need a lick of makeup, and I truly mean that. But I don't know. I think that less makeup is better. Not to say that I don't think makeup is very useful, and I think it looks great. And I mean, I'm a fashion guy. Like, I like clothes. I like dressing up. So I if I was a girl, I bet I would like makeup. I would, kind of weird to say, but you know what I mean? Like, I kind of see it as like a fashion thing. So I get makeup, but, I think it gets to a point where, maybe it's a little too much. I don't know. I don't want to speak too much on that.
Well, I think it just depends on your intention for the girls. Like, what's your intention for putting makeup on? Because there are some girls that like literally just love it. And it's like painting and it's artwork. And you're like creating your face to look, you know, whatever. And then the outsider is like, why do they think they need that much makeup and blah, blah. I'm not saying you think this, but it's like, you should be confident in yourself. It's like, well, no, I just enjoy putting on makeup. I'm also confident in my face without makeup.
Yeah.
So there are those cases out there too, but I don't personally love putting on makeup. And so it is a compliment for you to be like, well, you don't need it. And that makes me feel, you know, loved and appreciated.
I'm a lesser makeup. I would argue that most guys are lesser makeup people.
I would agree from what
100%
your friends have said, or from, you know, men yeah. that I've kind of talked to as well.
Also, don't you kind of feel like, I feel like makeup has like gotten less.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I feel like 10, 15 years ago, more makeup was like normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like culturally wise now, like less makeup. I don't know if that's true or not.
There are no makeup looks out on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but.
That means like you're putting on makeup to make it look like you're not wearing makeup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the clean girl aesthetic is what it's yeah. called. Like the slick back bun.
I'm really a slick moisturized back bun guy.
Face, like very dewy face, and you just look clean.
A big slick back bun guy.
What are some things us girls can do to let you know that we appreciate you? It's a really good question.
I think it just depends on, you know, your person's love language. Because I'm assuming that this person's dating someone and they're wanting to know how they can let the guy know that they appreciate him. For me, it's like, I love physical touch, like in a way of like, I love when Abby just comes up to me and hugs me. Like, and actually gives me a hug. Like, I will annoy Abby and, like, give her, like, 20-second hugs because I just like hugging. I don't know. Just like the warmth of a nice hug. But, you know, other people might like gifts, or they might like words of encouragement. So you could, like, write them a note and leave it for them and surprise them with it. Abby tends to like quality time. So the way Abby feels loved and appreciated is whenever we are spending time together, whether that's just like watching a movie or literally doing anything. She likes that. So
I think I'm turning into a words of affirmation girl though.
Yeah. Well, I think you've always kind of been a little bit. You just didn't realize it.
I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would also say for if you guys aren't dating and you know, you kind of like each other and, you know, you want to, I would still say that rule applies too. You may just have to kind of figure it out a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would just go up and hug the person, or I don't know if I would like get him a gift or anything.
I guess my brain was thinking like, if you like that person, you know, you're probably about to start dating, but it's still kind of like that awkward energy of like, get them a rose or get them something sweet. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's right. No, that's good.
I think it's sweet.
Yeah.
How much do boys really notice our bodies and how important is it?
Well, I think Sadie, whoever asked that, I just made the name up, Sadie.
Her name's not Sadie, but go ahead.
I think it depends what the guy is filling their brain with. So if all the guy looks at on social media is, body parts of girls, and he fills his mind up with that, he probably is gonna obsess over that. But if you're really like, talking about a man of God, who knows beauty is fleeting, and we're gonna grow old, and we're gonna be 85 years old, and we're gonna be old and gray, and have gray hair and wrinkles, and you realize that those don't mean as much as you really thought they did, especially coming from someone that used to think one way, and by God's grace has renewed my mind on that.
I will say, even if they are a man of God or not, which my encouragement is that you don't even involve yourself with him if he's not a man of God.
Beauty is fleeting and charm is deceitful.
That's really good. But I will say, like, most guys are not thinking anything of what you're thinking. Like, Ryan and I were looking back at a picture of us, and just, he was like, oh, I want to get back to this physique. And I was like, I feel like I looked better in that picture. And he was like, what are you talking about? You don't look any different. And I was like, what? And I felt like I looked so different. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, you literally look the same. So I feel like guys just don't pay that much attention either. I think there's a difference between the way that you yourself as a person can nitpick every little part of you.
Yeah.
And then just being like, oh, she has bigger shoulders, or she has, I don't know, smaller legs or whatever. Like, there's just a difference, yeah. I guess. Guys are not worried about that tiny little piece of flab in between your chest and your arm.
That's armpit. Yeah. Obviously, physical appearance is clear. Like, it's there. But I feel like a godly guy is not going to just look too much into that.
I feel like...
Also, I think, like, if he's a guy that's, like, really into fitness and, like, really is into shape, he's probably going to look for a girl that might be, like, into fitness or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's more of a personality thing, I would say.
Yeah, no, it is. But I'm just saying, like, maybe that wasn't, like, the right way to say it. But I feel like, you know, that sort of thing. But, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. Also, majority of what I'm most insecure about are Ryan's favorite parts about me, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, when I started putting on weight, I was like, oh, my legs are getting bigger. He was like, I know, it's awesome. And I was like, oh, thanks. And it's encouraging. Are guys afraid of periods?
No, I'm more afraid of exclamation points.
Oh, Ryan.
What?
Are guys afraid of periods?
I'm more of a questions guy.
Ryan.
What? Why would I be afraid of period? I don't even understand that question. What is? Why would I be afraid of that? I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but like, it can affect girls' moods. It can affect how they treat you. Here's the thing, ladies. Ryan hasn't dealt with that yet. Because I'm still trying to get my period back.
You act like I don't deal with fluctuating moods.
Well, I guess, and you also have dated other girls with periods too, and have a sister, yeah. So.
I would just say it's not as, like, people are up and people are down. Like, you know, guys are going to be up and they're going to be down as well. It's really not as bad as people make it seem.
I'm going to re-ask you this question when I have a consistent period.
Sweetie, I hate to be this way, but you are emotional anyways.
Yeah, I am very emotional.
So I don't think it'll be a big difference.
I don't know. Maybe it could be a lot worse. Maybe there's a whole nother level of my emotions that we haven't unlocked yet.
Nightmare.
Okay. I like this question. Do you care about how your girl dresses? I feel like this is kind of a good one because I post like in sports bra and shorts and.
Oh, my mind didn't even go to that.
Oh, that's where mine went.
See, my mind goes to,
because, like, that's where we get the most hate is.
Yeah, like, that's a good
you're
point.
You're wearing a sports bra and shorts.
Yeah. Is that what they sound like?
In my brain, yeah.
I do. I care about how girls dress.
How so?
But I'm a fashion nerd. Like, I care about that kind of thing. So it's not like I'm going to be like, oh, that looks ugly on you or whatever. It's not like that sort of thing. But I do think it's cool when girls, like, are interested in things that I'm interested in. And so I'm interested in that. So I find it cool when Abby, like, puts on an outfit like that looks good and she like cares about it. But like, also 90% of Abby's like attire is what big t-shirt and shorts. I mean, that's a cool hoodie though.
Thank you.
So I mean, it's like give and take. Like, I do care what, you know, a girl, like, as I was dating and out in the dating world and single, I did care what girls wore. Especially I feel like that's like one of the big things that, I don't know, people, I feel like people can relate to this. Like, that's what you look for on social media. Like how much of, like, are you showing on social media?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a personality thing too, because for me, I didn't even consider fashion or how you dress as an option of, like, a trait to look for someone until I dated you.
Yeah.
And that's just not one of my interests, is what I'm saying. It's a really big interest for you. So obviously that's something you look for. Like, a big interest for me was fitness. And so I was like, oh, I love that he loves fitness.
Yeah.
How would you answer that on behalf of, like, say I walk out, like, would you walk out in an outfit or something? And you're like, would you ever tell me, like, you're not going out in that?
What would you be? Can you give me an example? Because I don't
like
think so.
If I was wearing a tank top and shorts, and I was going out in the city or something, which is not anything I would do at all ever. Literally, I went out for...
What
I remember,
did you just say?
I remember in college, because we were in Nashville.
Abby and just said I was wearing a tank top and shorts.
I would... My friends and I, I think at my 3 years at Belmont, I probably went out 3 times. One was for... Within those 3 times, like, it was all with friends and people, and...
I don't even understand your question.
I wore a t-shirt, athletic shorts, and my Brooks. And I went like to White Horse Saloon, like the
going
line
out to a
dancing.
Bar is what you're saying.
Well, just like going out in the city, like with people or whatever.
And if you wore a tank top and shorts, why would I not be okay with that?
There are men who don't like, will say like, no, turn around and go change. You're showing too much skin or you're showing too much.
No, I would never do that.
Say I walk out in a t-shirt or in a sports bra and shorts and I'm going to go be like, hey, I'm going to go work out.
I would say, okay, we do that. You do that all the time.
There are people that don't.
Okay. And I hear the people that are saying that, but I know Abby's character and I know her intentions and I trust those. I think it could be my place to say something if it really is too far.
I would agree.
But, I think you gotta leave a little bit up to the person that's doing it.
Yeah, I would agree.
Maybe you can ask them like, hey, are you okay with going out in that?
That's good.
But I don't think you're right, especially if you're dating. You're not right to say, hey, turn around and go change.
Hmm.
That is not your wife.
Yeah, it's different when it's dating.
You can question maybe their motive and ask them like, hey, do you feel comfortable going out on that? But you are not. It is not your right to be like, hey, go change.
I would agree.
In my opinion. People might push back on that, but I don't know.
I feel like it's different in marriage than it is in dating.
Yeah, it is.
Like, but when you're married, you're one.
Yeah, I agree.
But also, just from the girl's side too, which I don't think this girl that's asking this question, I think she was more so paying attention to like how you answered it initially.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just picking your brain.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, if it's something that makes the other person question what you're wearing, what does that say about you? I guess, you know?
Yeah. Are they trying to protect you, or are their motives right?
Right. Anyways, that was a really deep, 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 deep dive into that question. What genuinely is a turnoff for a guy? Something where you're just like, oh my gosh.
I think foul language is probably the biggest turnoff to me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I just think that the way you speak is what you're feeding your heart. And that can say a lot about a person. And I don't say that about a person that's having a terrible day and everything has went wrong and they just blow up. I get that. Abby has watched me do it, which maybe not like blow up.
Hmm.
But I would just say, like, if someone is like a big cusser, or if they just, you know, talk bad about people to bring themselves up, that is probably the biggest turnoff to me.
Yeah. Interesting. Do you ever worry as much as girls do about finding a partner?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think girls would be surprised at the amount of guys, including myself, that really deeply cared and worried about finding someone that they could spend the rest of their life with.
Wow. I was not expecting you to say that.
Yeah.
Were there times?
100%.
That, so you have felt that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just being honest.
How'd you deal with it?
I mean, so I went through a breakup whenever I was in Nashville, and that was one of the lowest points of my life as far as just like sadness goes, like actual sadness. I'm never usually like a sad person. So that was the closest probably that I had ever felt to God in terms of God is near the brokenhearted. And when you call out to him, and I can vividly remember praying to God, just like, Lord, I want a spouse one day and I want that. And I'm praying over her right now, whoever that is. And I can remember like being in a prayer closet and praying that. And like, wow. That can be really dark and sad, and it's good, but you can't stay there. because Jesus doesn't say, you know, marriage is the ultimate prize. So I would just encourage too, like any guys listening to this, like singleness is a gift. It's actually called a gift by Paul. Paul was single. Jesus was single. There's a lot of heroes in the Bible that were single. And I'm not just saying that to put a Band-Aid over you, but man, the work is plenty and the harvest is plenty and the workers are few. So just get to work while you're at it.
That's really good.
And use your singleness as a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember listening to a podcast and they were like, how do you know if you have the gift of singleness? And the guy was like, if you're single, you have the gift of singleness.
Yeah.
Like it is a gift.
Yeah. I think here's the thing is I think people will be on two sides. They'll say, oh, being in a relationship is a gift and being singleness is a waiting period. And I get where you're saying that, but singleness is a gift. And you can do a lot of amazing things while you're single that you actually wouldn't be able to do while you're married or in a relationship. And I mean, like, you know, whenever we're married, I won't just be able to like go on a trip by myself that like with guy friends that are also single.
You won't be able to really go anywhere without telling me.
Exactly. And like a part of that, that's an amazing thing. And I know what you're saying, but like there's a gift of singleness. Like if somebody just like asked me as a single person to go across the country on a missions trip, I would have to talk with you before I did that and consult with you.
Mm.
Like the single person can say yes and they don't have to talk to anybody but God.
Mm-hmm. Which I also will say, we're saying like, oh, you don't have to talk to the other person about it. On the other side of that, that's so exciting to think of like, there is another person now in my decisions.
Yeah. It's not like we're talking down on marriage, but no. I feel like marriage is so glorious, especially like you and I. Like dating, engaged, married, all that is so glorified, especially on this podcast. We talk all about it. We think it's amazing. We talk all about, you know, how great it is and tips about it. But for the single people out there, like there's work to do and we're doing the work too, but you have an extra gift that like, just go after it.
Mm.
And like, here's the thing is go find as many people as you can and serve them. And do it at a church or do it, you know, at a nonprofit or at a around other believers. Cause I guarantee you while you're doing the work and while you're serving others and pursuing Jesus and actively doing that, you're going to find somebody.
That's good.
They're going to be probably right next to you working and you are just going to look at each other and be like, oh, what's that?
You know, what's crazy?
What?
You said you like prayed for your future wife in a prayer closet and the Lord like knew that that was me.
Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
That's insane. Okay, I have two more questions. First one, do boys talk to their friends about us when they have a crush?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not as much as you probably think we do, but now, like, it's not like we just, like, go on and on, but yeah, we'll say, like, what happened.
Okay, I'm the boy. Hey, bro. What's up?
What's up?
So, what's new in your life?
Nothing, just preparing for this wedding.
Cool. Yeah, me and my girlfriend, we're trying to set you up. Or
I thought
single. I'm trying to like lead into how it would happen.
Okay, so I'm the single one.
Oh, I'll be the single one.
Yeah, can okay. Can you start?
Yeah. Okay.
I just said I was preparing for a wedding, and you just said
take two. Take two. Oh, cool. Like, she's awesome. We really love her. She's incredible and so down to earth and amazing. And Abby is just such a wonderful woman of God and just awesome.
Yeah, she's all right. I mean, you're going a little too deep, but yeah, she's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm in love with her actually. Okay. Wait, back on the script. Yeah, dude, that's awesome. Cool.
All right, go. Keep going. Tell me about some girl that you like or something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Would you ask or do I just bring it up?
Well, like, how would I know if you didn't bring it up?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how the bros talk.
Well, you got to tell me that you like went on a date or something.
So the boy would tell you.
Yeah, it would just be like, yeah, man, I went on a date with this girl and it was really awesome. And be like, oh, what'd y'all do? That's sick. And then they would probably be like, we went and, you know, got coffee and hung out till 7 p.m.
Stop. Oh my gosh, you crazy. Can't put that in there.
We can.
We can't.
And I'll be like, dude, that's awesome. Like, good for you.
And is that the extent?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Yeah, it is. Because then you're fiance will ask questions and say, what details did you get? And then your fiance will say, oh, that, what do you mean? What details did I get? And then you'll go back and forth and saying, you didn't ask what they talked about. You didn't ask how the specifics of what did you do and how did you sit? And did you put your arm around each other and all these things that you should be asking? And then Ryan will be like, nah, why does it matter? And then I'll be like, what?
Here's the thing is guys will share what they want to share. And I'm not going to overstep. They're going to tell me what they want to tell me. Wow. And I'm going to be okay with that.
Riddle me overstepping because no. This is how girls' conversations go. Goes, oh my gosh. Okay. We literally went on a date and blah, 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 blah. And then I'll be like, oh my gosh, wait, okay. You have to walk me through. So he picked you up and then did he hold the door open for you or did he not hold the door open for you? That's how specific we get.
Yeah, I know. I am very aware.
Okay. Last question. Anyways, do guys have internal dialogue? I've heard the thoughts are just kind of empty. Very empty. I'm just kidding.
We have internal dialogue.
What does it sound like?
It's a lot more simple than probably girls think.
Okay. What was your internal dialogue when I just slapped your wrist?
I didn't have any.
Nothing. I'm telling you, there's nothing going on up there. I'm just joking.
That was a good one.
Next time you have internal dialogue, will you verbalize it?
Yeah, if I remember to.
That just proves my point.
Internal dialogue. What do you mean by internal dialogue?
Like, just thoughts. Like, yeah, I'm always thinking of something. There's always something going on in my brain all of the time.
Well, yeah, we're always thinking something.
I know, but like we'll be sitting on the couch and mm-hmm. I'll look at you and I'll be like... Oh my gosh, he's mad at me. I did something wrong. What did I do? What did I do that was wrong? And then I go through the whole day and then I'm like, I don't think I did anything that would get on his nerves. And then I'll be like, are you okay? And you'll be like, yeah. And then there have literally been times where I'll sit down and I'll be like, I feel like I did something wrong. And you're like, I'm literally just sitting here. During those times, like, are you thinking of stuff or is it just nothing?
Well, what are we doing?
Sitting watching TV.
I'm thinking about what I'm watching on the TV. Okay, so
the answer is no, there's not.
See, here's the thing is... I think we should close with this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like girls in particular, and probably, you know, guys too, but I feel like it's more of a girl thing, is more times than not, guys are a little more comfortable with silence.
Yeah.
And girls are not comfortable with silence. And I won't put a blanket over that because, there's probably girls out there that are more introverted and like actually like to, you know, have their quiet with the guy. But like for our sake, Abby and I's, I have always been someone that is very comfortable with silence. I enjoy it. And I love when Abby and I just kind of sit in the car and we don't talk to each other. And sometimes Abby will even say something in the car and I just won't answer because just kind of enjoying just being together.
Because he hates me.
No, but Abby really struggled with that early on is because that had never like been something she had like known.
Yeah, I thought that just meant we were bad at conversation and it was awkward.
Yeah. And to me, it was like a level of comfort that I have with somebody. If I can just sit there, like I go up to Illinois probably handful of times a year. My buddies come down to Kentucky a handful of times a year. I probably see them. What do you think? I see Brant Trent six times a year, give or take.
More now that more life stuff is happening.
Yeah. And there will be times where we are talking each other's heads off, but there's also times where we don't say a word for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. That's something I noticed whenever y'all saw each other for the first time in a while. And it was my first time witnessing it. It was like, hey bro, nothing. And like, that I was like, y'all haven't seen each other in how long? Like a couple months? And it's just funny because girls are just different. It's like, oh my gosh, tell me everything. How are you? Ah. So, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
Next week, should we do the opposite?
Yeah, I think we should. I'd love to ask some
questions. For our male listeners, this one's for you.
You think people like that?
I don't know. I guess we're about to find out.
Yeah, we are going to find out.
Hey guys, listen, we love you, but I have to go to rehearsal. Hey, and guys. I have to shower because I have fake tanner on right now. I put it on today.
Oh, you
can you not smell it?
No, you don't really look that much tanner.
Well, it has to like sink in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll let it sink.
I also am wearing a big hoodie, so.
Yeah, you are.
Anyways, hey, listen, guys, we love you and Jesus loves you.
Love you.
And tell him what it is.
That be life.
That's life.